Second hour of our show. It's not the second hour of what has been happening on the station, but
no,
just of
you
what
and I.
We've been doing
yeah.
here. We're presented by Werner Enterprises. We keep America moving, and by Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha-inspired design and exceptional detail. We're here with Kaylee, and Kaylee just gave us a, how would you describe this?
Bomaha.
Bomaha, baby. I absolutely love it. So tell us, okay, so tell us where, because I'm telling these people, this is a cool T-shirt right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How can, if people want to get this T-shirt, like it is, so it's the iconic Bo Jackson bat shoulder pad picture.
Yep.
And you can only get it at the DiGiorgio Sportswear tent.
There you go.
And where is that? Tell us everybody where
so
that's
we have
exactly
one
at.
On the north side and then one on the south side.
Okay.
So the first, it's going to be the first tent by the
yep.
old Mattress Factory entrance.
Uh-huh.
And then there's going to be one right over here next to the Oakley tent.
Yeah, it's basically kind of if you're up seeing us here in the Omaha Baseball Village and then you just walk down the steps or walk down the ramp, it just kind of veer off to the left just a tad.
And we're right there.
And they're right there.
And
right.
That's where the friend of the program
the friend
shirts.
Of the program shirt. Where, how are, I mean, are we already out of friend? Are we getting close to, are
and
those it,
yep, and we got fast? More of them in, so
okay.
we got restocked on those.
Nice. Had to restock on the friend
how
of the program
about
shirt.
That? And our bosses didn't think people would buy them. That's what I'm talking about, friends.
But this Bomaha shirt is sweet. I love down here in the bottom right the hashtag WDE
yeah.
War Damn Eagle.
Oh,
that's really cool.
That's, he likes it.
Yeah,
he
that's, yeah War
on.
Eagle.
Yes.
Down with Alabama. The,
this
the team,
is.
Not the state.
Yeah, so this design was my boss, Chris Tribulato,
mm-hmm.
has been a huge fan of Bo Jackson his whole life.
Right.
So he's been waiting for this day, and finally it happened, and he got to make the Bo Jackson shirts he wanted to do.
For them to come to the College World Series.
Right.
That's what he's waiting for?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
And so...
So this idea has been kind of like...
Oh,
in the
yeah.
holster.
Yeah, he's just been itching
he's just been
to get
waiting.
It out. Just been itching to get out of his head.
Oh, that's great.
And finally did.
It is a good idea.
It's
Let's
a
be
great
honest.
Idea. Yeah, I have those ideas sometimes where it's like you need something
it's
specific.
Upon
yeah.
so that
like,
happening.
Please, like,
right.
please allow this to happen.
Yeah.
And the sports god looked down on him and on Auburn baseball this year.
I mean, if you're an Auburn fan, you have to. Yeah. You have to have
these
this. That's first and foremost.
Like crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. All the Auburn fans have been inside of our tents this morning and.
Yes. And then even if you're a
just a sports
just a
fan,
sports
yeah,
fan
yeah.
I mean, Bo Jackson is
like a legend.
He's yeah. a legend.
And the picture is iconic. That picture is an iconic picture. So many kids had it.
So
like
how
a
many
poster
things are
in the
okay,
bedroom.
If you're an Auburn fan, check.
Mm-hmm.
Sports fan, check.
Check.
If you like Omaha, which I think a lot of people here, I'm going on a limb.
I'm a fan.
A lot of people like Omaha. Check.
Yeah.
It's where College World Series is. And
yes. It just
yes.
checks off like literally every box.
I'm a fan. I am a big fan. So we need Auburn to win?
Yep,
is that
we need
what?
Auburn to win today so
okay.
we can get
yeah,
some
keep selling
more shirts
these
reprinted.
Bad boys.
We've got, and these are trending really hard on Twitter right now.
Okay.
And that's how
yeah.
it basically became known to us. And so we went and reprinted all of these shirts. And so we have a lot of people asking for certain sizes,
sure.
certain
mm-hmm.
colors of for... the shirt.
So you have different colors of these?
We have a light gray and
okay.
we also have it's
because what's this like
poly-
the dark
this is going to be like the dark heather and it's going to be a polyester.
Yeah.
But
it's like
we
a good workout
some,
shirt.
We have,
yeah.
we have some like cotton shirts
okay.
of those
Perfect.
Too. So we have a whole bunch but there's been people asking for them and the
uh-huh.
our answer is we just need Auburn to win today.
Keep winning.
So we can reprint
By the way, Brent wants a picture. He says, can you tweet a pic? We will
oh,
do
we
so
will
during
absolutely.
The break.
Go
yeah.
for it.
We will
yeah.
absolutely
I'm telling
get a picture.
You, so I didn't have a dog in the fight and now I think I'm pulling for Auburn.
You are?
Now,
War
now
Damn
I'm,
Eagle?
Because we need these shirts
to keep selling.
To keep on selling.
Yeah.
Because an idea like this is too good to only... to not last a long time.
Absolutely. You can't have them go 2-2.
No.
Especially they were up the other night. They're 4-1. They
I know, and then we that you know that
brutal,
close
brutal.
We had that close win and then yep, Chris got so mad.
I don't blame him.
Oh no. See, you got to have him win so the shirts can continue to sell and also because you don't want people to get hit with hot dogs.
Yep, no more hot dogs.
The hot dog to the face is not fun.
No.
No.
Should we
did
do
it
that
have like relish and stuff on? Was it at least
or was it plain?
I think he slammed it down, and the mustard just ricocheted.
We got mustard ricocheting everywhere. That's not good. Okay, well, we need Kaylee. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for the
Kaylee.
Shirt.
Thank
we
you.
Will tweet out a picture. People need to go out and make sure they get these.
Thank
go
you
get
guys
one of these,
so
and then
much.
Get a friend of the program shirt.
Boom. There you
thank
go.
You guys.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Kaylee.
Appreciate it.
Day.
All right.
You too.
These are sweet. We need to get a picture.
Yeah.
We need to get a picture out. Okay. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
God, that's sitting on a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for it to happen,
And then they're up. They're up three runs. Like, it's like, wow. So this team is for sure going to play three games, at least in the College World Series.
Right.
And now, there's a lot of concerns. No, it's not.
That is not fun at all.
No. And now they're waiting for their game to get going in, what?
How are we looking weather-wise? Thank you.
So, you know, I've been checking that throughout the day.
I was pessimistic yesterday.
Yeah, so right now, and I'm on weather.com, isolated thunderstorms have a 35% chance of happening at 2, 65% chance at 3, 75% chance at 4, 70% chance at 5. I mean, it's just like once it starts raining, it says it's not going to stop. Now, the thunderstorms, according to weather.com, will stop by the 5 o'clock hour. But it's like at that point in time, how much has it rained? What's the field like? You know, tomorrow is supposed to be a single header day, as is Thursday. Are we going to get into a point where we're going to see three games tomorrow? Last year we saw a triple header last year at one point in time. Are we going to see a triple header tomorrow and two games on Thursday before they finally are able to get caught up? I mean, that's where we're all at right now. Because tomorrow it's just cloudy.
It looks like it's perfect.
But Thursday and Friday also have thunderstorms in the weather as well. So
I would say I'd say we're trending towards one game play today, and I don't know if it gets totally finished.
Yeah.
Real candid with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too.
How about Michigan? Real quick, I want to talk about Michigan for a second.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, because Michigan won last night 2-0, and so now they are going to wait till Friday.
Yeah, they're one game away from next week.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, you know, I think Dirk tweeted us some about this, and they're like, hey, what, you know, if you're Creighton in Nebraska,
like, how are you watching?
How do you watch it? Like, to me, you watch this, and I don't know why you wouldn't be wildly encouraged.
Yeah, that's the exact takeaway. You can root against Michigan, like, because you don't like them as a program or, like, whatever, but you should view this as if they can do it, why can't we? And I think back to, like, the Final Four in basketball this year. Like, I think that a program like in Nebraska hiring Fred Hoiberg, like, they should look at Texas Tech making it as far as they did.
And go,
why can't we? And so that's how I would view the Michigan run if I'm one of the local programs.
All I know, and this isn't necessarily apples to apples, but it could be to a certain degree. I remember watching George Mason go to the Final Four when I was at Creighton.
Oh, that's right. You would have been there.
Somehow it was one of those games we were all watching it like as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotion of being like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If they can do it.
Yeah.
Why can't we do
totally.
It?
Totally.
And so there is something to the limits, not to get all like, there's something about the limits we put on ourselves, man.
But there is somebody else, like, breakthrough.
And then you see someone else, because there is this Northern baseball team, Big Ten team, it can't happen, man, you're crazy. But look, it's happening. Because for the longest time, it was, the fact that UMBC took down Virginia opens the door for more 16
seats.
It'll happen.
It won't happen. It won't take as long for the next 16-1 to happen. It's going to happen sooner than what, 30 or 40 years, whatever it was.
Same thing with the mid-majors going to the final.
We saw it with the four-minute mile way back in the day. Roger Bannister breaks the record, and suddenly everyone was running a four-minute mile.
There's something to that mental block you put on something.
Seeing somebody similar or a team similar to yours being able to break through. Like, look. The Raptors, I think, should kind of be that in the NBA.
No question.
I know that they had situations go their way, with whether it's with injuries, and they got a one-year rental of Kawhi, but I think that other franchises say, look, maybe we should be a little ballsy. Maybe we should go after a player.
No doubt.
Bring him in for a year and try to win a championship. No, I couldn't agree more. That you should be very encouraged watching Michigan, especially if you're Nebraska. You beat them three times this year. You played them five times. You beat them three, you know, including the most recent outing. You eliminated them from the Big Ten tournament. And now they're at the College World Series. You should be very encouraged.
Yeah, I don't understand any other takeaway than that. I really don't. Hey, 1620 The Zone's Triple Play, rewarding one faithful 1620 The Zone listener. Not just one prize, but three. Come downtown June 15th through 25th to our booth in the Omaha Baseball Village and register to win the Triple Play. Three great prizes, a Neon Coors Light sign, an Alcar Billiards pool table, and pizza for a year from Toppers. My gosh. Go check out the rules and the details on 1620thezone.com. 1620 The Zone's Triple Play, brought to you by Coors Light, Alcar Billiards, Topper's Pizza, and The Station. Always trying to hook you up. 1620 The Zone. Back after this with Nick Bond, Josh Peterson.